Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. That question, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? That question in particular is profoundly effective for me today. And what do I mean by that? Is once upon a time when I first started this, it was just a question. It was something that popped out. And man, I'm talking about 20 years ago. It was something that popped out that just was downloaded to me. But it also reflected my life and who I was and why that was a question that was important to me. What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Now, outside of it being a question, what is underneath that question? That's what today's show is about with my very special guest, Laura Hosford. And the reason that it's important is because we need to be able to get the groove on. Today, the question for you is, are you ready to get your goddess groove on and be the change you came to be? Now, what is it about that that has got Laura in the forefront of this? Well, here's what we know. We think about the feminine nature of all of us, of the earth, the feminine nature of the earth. But we don't usually think of feminine energy and power. But if you really think about Mother Nature, just look at the power of Mother Nature in action. But one of the things I think we could all attest to is there is a new rise and new energy in the divine feminine. It is a rebirthing that Laura's going to talk about today. How do we know it? Well, we'll get into that during the show. But joining me in that conversation is somebody that has dedicated her life to it. Laura, it's great to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. It's great to be here with your audience today and be able to meet with everyone and be able to engage in this really powerful and important conversation, I think, today about the return of the divine feminine and the great mother and how she is coming in very, very powerful ways, as she actually showed us through actually the COVID, believe it or not, was a way that she was showing up. That was nothing is ever by accident. And that was all part of the bigger picture and the divine plan. And, you know, for some that may be hard to grasp. And so sometimes we have to dig deeper. We have to get into that realm of getting really super clear about that bigger picture. And how does that relate to me? And how do I, you know, what is the message there for me? And certainly some people may have felt like, you know, their whole life was turned upside down and, you know, their whole world had, and the whole world, you know, the whole world was pretty much brought to our knees, right? In a very humbling way. However, if we were to really take the time to slow down from our busy, busy life of fast pace, of moving, of trying to produce, of trying to meet all these expectations, right, in our modern day world, and we were, the invitation from Divine Mother was to, hey, you can slow down. You can breathe again. You can begin to connect into your body again. You begin to really allow me to begin to nurture you again and be able to carry some of this load for you again and take some of that weight off of your shoulders and begin to come back to the truth of you and that you are a powerful divine being that, hey, you know, what you're seeing out there today in the world is not really the total picture here. You know, there's a piece here, a very kind of almost hidden piece that is wanting to rise up. Very powerfully, we are seeing that through Mother Nature, as you so beautifully mentioned. And as we begin to really come into this new realm of unity consciousness that we're all being invited to, almost a parallel reality of the fifth dimension that's now basically coming up through the cracks of light, you know, coming into, you know, the realm of this planet, into the density, cracking us open like eggs, if you will, and beginning to even crack open our mental, our human psyche in new ways of being able to invite in this new perception of, you know, inviting back in the mother energy, the feminine energy. And, you know, it's it, in a sense, it's almost like the world is going through a dark night of the soul. And how many of us have been on our dark nights of the soul? I know I certainly did. You know, I had a very big one in 2008 that cracked my world open. You know, Pat, it literally cracked open my own human psyche. It literally went into my brain and it literally said, hey, you know, you've got to start to connect the left and right brain again. You got to begin to bring that back into balance again. Because from my own you know, ancestry and genealogy, even though I had a strong right brain, I wasn't really connecting into it as much as that left brain. The left brain was basically running the show. And, you know, we can see that today on in our world, right? The left brain, the logical left brain, the intellectual piece that wants control, that wants domination, because it wants that because it feels safe in that realm, right? And it feels like it has to be there in order to survive, which is not really the truth, but that's what it's been living from and where we've been living from for many thousands of years now, even back before Egypt. I mean, we're going way back to at least 6,000 years.
Right. You know, Laura, I want to ask you this because, you know, you talked about having an experience that cracked, where you were cracked open. And I know what that feels like. But, you know, the body of work that you do, when I look at this, transformational teacher, spiritual truth, right? Energy alchemist, you know, guiding people through the layers and layers and layers of fear and energetic imprints, you know, decoding, so to speak. You know, the other thing, though, is you're also somebody that has had this life-changing experience. And now where you are is, you know, a channel and emissary for the divine feminine Christ, including Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary. This is a time that we're living in where the energies of that aspect of divine feminine Christ, those energies are so powerful that I fear what happens if we do not pay attention this time. What are your thoughts on that, if I might ask?
That's a great question. Yeah, and it's a very important and relevant question. What if we don't pay attention? Well, you know, I believe in, and I have faith in Divine Mother in the bigger plan and the bigger picture. Even though sometimes we can't see it and we can't grasp it, and it comes in that whole, you know, and that's where my own journey in March of 2008, where, you know, basically I was cracked open to a new level, you know, I knew deep within me, and I think, it, you know, really it had to do with my own spiritual connection to my own divine soul, and that was pretty foundational in my life. I knew, even though I didn't understand everything, I didn't have the answers for everything, I knew this journey, that I had to go on this new journey of healing and transformation within my own self to come back into wholeness. And I trusted it. And I think that's where we are now, is where, as we begin to connect in, and the invitation from Divine Mother is to begin to connect into that beautiful place of centering, of wholeness, and a connection within our heart, and within our body, and within even our womb center, and even when I say womb center, I'm talking about not the sacral chakra, but I'm talking about the creative womb center that is in both men and women. It sits right below the navel. Some refer to it as the Dantian center or the Hara line. But when we can begin to, the invitation to slow down and to reconnect through the breath, through just being in nature, through being in the stillness, and we can find that place of centeredness and peace and calm, that's when we come back to our soul and ourselves. We can really begin to dive deeper into that and really make that our new foundation and trust that the Divine Mother, Divine Father has this beautiful plan that we are going to be carried through, because we're in the birthing canal now. There's no going back for humanity. We all made this collective decision collectively, whether you were conscious of it or not. And the turning point was December 2012. So yes, there's going to be chaos. Yes, there's going to be confliction. But the real invitation here is, will you return to love? Will you return to divine love? And that divine love of Divine Mother will hold you and nurture you and embrace you in this place of peace and safety and calm amidst all the chaos. She'll carry you through this journey. And I know for myself that I have asked that own question. I mean, we all are, we're still in the human experience here, and we still have these beautiful bodies, right?
Yeah.
And the plan is for us to ascend in this lifetime with our beautiful body, Deva, with our body. And if you look at kind of what is being attacked right now on the earth, and what has been attacked is our beautiful bodies, you know, through, you know, poor air quality, you know, dirty water, our food is being contaminated. Now our root chakra system is being attacked in a sense. You know, we're trying to be literally kept ungrounded in our body to Mother Earth. And Mother Earth is the is Mother Nature, is the Divine Mother. And so, but the invitation, the greater invitation, is to dive deep into that and to see the silver lining in the window of opportunity that's opening up before you, to choose, okay, I'm choosing of my own free will, out of my own divine authority and sovereignty, I am choosing to release the previous paradigm of third dimensional earth and to move in with the nurturing energies and the love, becoming unconditional love, becoming my new foundation on this new earth experience. And so
yeah,
that's
and let me talk to that for a minute, but when we come back from break, because I think about where I am today in my life, and you know, some of the questions that I'm now getting asked, being interviewed, you know, I've been being interviewed a lot over time, but some of the questions I'm getting asked now are different. And I noticed that there have been these cute little labels. For example, somebody listened to one of the shows that Benny and I did, oh my gosh, it had to be like 12 years ago. And some of the endearing comments, like Pollyanna Patty, that's one that seems to stick. Well, I used to think, is that true? And then I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, you know, that is an interesting way to see me. And most of the time, people don't see me as that. And the question really is, does that matter? And if it does, how can I extract the beauty from doing good in the world? So I guess Pollyanna Patty may stick, but we're going to take a short break. When we come back, there are urgent messages afoot. They are. There is a rebirthing. It's happening already. What do we do? What do we know? What is Laura going to deliver to us to help us all unite? Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into The Energy Paradigm each month on transformationtalkradio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit theenergyparadigm.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. If you're like me, you're a woman business owner. Let me introduce you to the high-heeled go-givers. This community of women business owners are there. They are in it to win it for you, to uplifting and transforming the lives of women throughout our community. To find out more, to meet them, you want to go visit highheeledgogivers.org and tune in to listen to what they're about to say to you on my show.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time.
Welcome back, everybody. Just made a little adjustment on my mic there because we are in live. We're in live broadcasting. I want to welcome all of our Facebook folks for watching and all of our listeners for listening and anybody else that's at Transformation Talk Radio where you can listen and watch at the same time. Joining me here today is most amazing Laura Hosford, right? As I said, channel and emissary. Laura, before we go forward, and I want to say to folks, if you would like to receive a message today, there is a toll-free number, and it is working, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Benny will put you in the queue. Get your question ready for Laura. Laura, take a moment. How do we find out more about you? How do we work with you? Facebook, social media, website, anything you'd like to share?
Sure. Well, the easiest way to find me is just to go to my website, which is simply laurahosford.com. That's Laurahosford.com. And then you can connect with me there. You can always have an invitation for a free discovery session with me, and we can get on the phone and or Zoom, and we can have a 15 or 20 minute chat to help you to gain some clarity. I also am on Facebook as well under the Light Leaders Academy if you want to join me there. And of course, I hear having my own show, Get Your Goddess Groove On, here with Dr. Pat's beautiful show here on Transformation Talk Radio. And what I'm doing now is I love to support my clients in several different ways. I do individual private session work. I do women's circles. I do prayer work. I hold sacred women's retreats to France. And so there's lots of different opportunities there for you.
All right. So let's get right into it, because this is really, for me, you know, I think some days we're all in search of hearing that message. I know every day in my meditation, which I do several times a day, some people wouldn't call it a meditation. It's really a question that I ask, which is, please, Spirit, God, Goddess, what is mine to do today? And then I hear it, but I don't hear it like words. It's like I know it, and then I have to do it. Some days it's really boring. It's like, you know, dude, like you need to wash your sheets or something. but other days it's other things. I want to ask you, you receive these urgent messages, and we're going to talk about them, urgent messages from Divine Mother. And as I said before, this is a live call-in show for those of you out there. that want to see if there is a message for your question. But tell us about this. Tell us about the message that has come to you regarding a rebirthing of the new world womb.
Yeah, so I really began to really get this urgent message from Divine Mother actually 3 years ago when my guides actually guided me to go and journey to the south of France. And honestly, I didn't even have France on my bucket list, so to speak, of travel. And my guides started talking to me about it. And I had a good friend who had been there to the south of France several years before. And she knew the places of connection. She knew the places to go. And so we went down to the Rennes-le-Château area. And in this area, it's a very special area because the planet Venus tracks every 18 months and it forms an actual pentagram over this area, which actually infuses in divine feminine energy from the planet Venus. So it's a very powerful area. And as well as that, the actual landscape of the land, including the hills, even two churches that form actually a pentagram. And in the center of this pentagram, actually the rolling hills, the carve out, the valleys and everything actually replicate a woman's womb. And so it's a very powerful center for infusing the divine feminine energies. And when you walk into this divine feminine energy, and people are attracted to it all over the world. But while I was there in this very powerful place of sacred feminine energy, I had my first experience of receiving an urgent message, actually, that I connected with an ancient druid. So we were actually walking up on a pilgrimage, on initiation there in the town of Rennes-le-Bon, my friend and I. And I actually clairvoyantly saw a druid come in. He actually stopped to speak with me and I sat down to receive his message. And that message was, he began to talk about the return of Divine Mother and that she was coming. And this was 3 years ago. And that when she was coming, that she was calling us all to begin to remember, to awaken and return to our true nature. To begin to our true nature of remembering that we are cosmic beings of love and light. And that there would be many, many earth changes that would be coming on the earth. And that everything is going to be actually, the entire structure of the earth is going to change. And we're beginning to see the beginning of that now. Where she was coming back with these powerful energies through nature to begin to really just take down the old third dimensional structure of the earth. So that we could rebirth the new earth. And so it was all about the winds of change coming, these powerful forces coming, but not to be afraid. It wasn't something that we were to fear. It was something that we were to actually begin to embrace. And that we would actually begin embracing it through beginning to come back to ourselves first and to begin to realize that we are more than just this body and that we are galactic, eternal beings of love and light, and that we exist beyond this earth plane because the fifth dimensional earth, which is is a parallel reality. It's a shift in consciousness. It's a shift in consciousness. And as we internally shift in our own consciousness, which is the invitation, then we can begin to then bring in heaven to earth. We hear that phrase a lot. What is that, bringing heaven to earth? As above, so below. What that is the inner marriage of the twin hearts. The inner marriage of the twin hearts is that we begin to start living from bringing in and actually unifying the upper half of our body, which is the more masculine part of our body, the airy part, and we begin to unify it with the lower vortex of the feminine energy, which then is more of your first, second, and third chakra, which then to get vortexes in deep into Mother Earth. If we begin to unify these two bodies of light again, we come back into the unity consciousness, which is our original divine blueprint that we as humans were always intended to have until that was disrupted by the fall of humanity. So these urgent messages are, in a sense, that this change is coming. We as a collective through humanity and as well as Mother Gaia, right? Mother Gaia is a living being. And, You know, she it is her choice to ascend. And she decided that she wanted to ascend to this newer, higher consciousness in the fifth dimension. And so we are all being invited to journey with her. Now, for those who don't choose to do that, that's perfectly fine because we all have free will. It doesn't mean that you cease to exist. It just means that if you choose to leave this body and you choose to move on, or you decide that you want to stay with the third dimensional experience, then that's fine. You can continue to do that. But for those who are choosing to move along with the new earth and the ascension, there's actually a splitting, a great divide that is happening right now. And I saw this very powerfully in my own life and the last few years, where friendships went away that weren't in, you know, even my own family is not in resonance. And it can be, you know, it can be something where you go through a period of loss and grieving as a human. But then you begin to understand that, no, love is guiding them too. They're in their own perfect place, their own unfolding of their own personal spiritual journey. And they are also divinely loved. All of us are. And even though the outer appearances may look very different, and this is something that Mary Magdalene taught me and has been teaching me, is that you can't go by the outer appearances, okay? And because there's a divine plan and we don't always see through, including, and that includes the illusion, okay? That includes that as well, because that illusion is in place on this planet, is a planet of polarity to help us to reflect back who we truly are. When we go deeper and we begin to see that we are more than just our job, we are more than just what we produce, we are more, way, way more. And, you know, these forces that are kind of coming up, these dark forces, if you will, that are kind of showing themselves on the planet, right, that are coming up,
yeah,
you know, on the planet, you know, if you really look at it and you go deep within, you'll see that this is only because it's giving you the opportunity to see the illusion and to see right through it and to begin to connect back with you and the truth of you, that you are already an eternal divine being of love and light. So these powerful messages, you know, are in a sense these urgent messages for us to begin to return to who we are, the truth of who we are, which means that we begin to take care of ourselves, starting with the relationship with ourselves first, right? Because everything in this universe is about relationship.
Yeah.
And it begins with a relationship with yourself. And how are you treating yourself? Are you taking care of your body? Are you taking care of your emotions? Are you taking care of your mental body? Are you nurturing yourself? Are you having beautiful, you know, sacred boundaries to say no to toxic situations, to, you know, even people trying to impose their control and domination and take away your freedom and sovereignty, which is what we're seeing right now, right?
Yeah.
We're seeing that in peaceful protest.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things too that I want to make sure we talk about when we come back from break is, you know, the full circle of what we do to really make this connection. And we've got two callers waiting to chat with you as well.
Okay.
So we're going to take a short break. Laura Hosford, when we come back, we're going to go right to the phones. And really the question mark is the question mark, isn't it? You know, it's that place where you allow for the freedom of possibilities. When we come back, you're going to hear Laura work with some of our fabulous listeners right here on the show. Short break, Benny, Olivia, we'll be right back.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the Good Life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Laura Haas for joining me here today. We're going to go right to the phones, everybody. Hold on one second. Laura, how do we find out about you? How do people work with you? Listen to your show, all of the above.
Well, first, they can connect with me on my own show here, Get Your Goddess Groove on Transformation Talk Radio, and you can go there and you can subscribe to my show, and also you can link over to my website. All my links are there, but my primary link is laurahosford.com. That's my website, and from there, you can easily connect with me in several different ways.
I love it. We have got a couple of callers. I think we're going to go, Benny. Let's go to Karen in New York, if we could, Benny.
Sounds good. Karen, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you very much. Appreciate you taking my call.
How can we help you today, Karen?
Okay. Well, I'm in kind of the worst situation of my life. I'm feeling very lost. Anyway, without going through my... I can't believe that my soul actually might have picked all the things that I've experienced as, you know, part of my life plan. I keep feeling like I screwed up somewhere. Anyway, I've been grieving the loss of my partner. It's a year now, and I can't believe it. And I'm still trying to find where I'm at, what I'm supposed to do with the rest of my life. Been doing so much different kind of healing work. But I still don't know really what are my gifts and what I'm supposed to do with the rest of my time here and why I am still here.
And how to bridge
mm-hmm. that, how to heal what I need and mm-hmm. and get to a good place. Mm-hmm. If that makes any sense, I'm sorry if I was rambling.
No, it makes a lot of total sense. And we're going to do our best in the short answer, but I encourage you to get a hold of Laura directly for a deeper answer. And yes, thank you so much for sharing that and, you know, your vulnerability today. Laura.
Yeah. Hi, Karen. And thank you for having the courage to come on and ask that beautiful question and for being so vulnerable to ask that here on the show. And let me just say also that right now there is Archangel Raphael's working with you. He's spending a lot of beautiful green healing energy in your field. And this energy is really working deep within especially your lower chakras right now. And so you have been in a period of grieving the loss of your partner. However, you've also been grieving the loss of your own feminine soul, not only for yourself individually, you know, for the losses, for the traumas of the experiences that you have gone through in incarnations on this planet, but also for the losses of your own ancestry, your mother, your grandmothers, and on the whole line. And so this whole passing of your partner was to kind of rekindle this and bring it into your consciousness so that you could then begin to heal it at a much deeper level. And so now there's a beautiful pink ray energy, pink ray of unconditional love that Mother Mary is now beginning to bring down deep into your own womb, into your own root center, also around your heart that's spinning now. If you just want to take a moment to breathe, if you want to bring your hand to your heart, but mostly just relax and receive the gifts of the mother. Receive and begin to connect with by opening yourself. And as you grieve, as you mourn the loss of your partner, just go ahead and just, you know, mourn the loss of the own experiences where the feminine line and lineage of your own feminine creative expressions, which have been so repressed for so long, that through this, know on the other side of this journey, you're going to be a powerful advocate for women. You're in the sense of being able to be a wonderful, compassionate listener for women. I see you leading women's circles, which I love, which is something that I'm doing as well. And I see you being a very strong advocate for the divine feminine. So just as you go through this process and this beautiful unfolding, and now begin to see the rose of your own sacred heart blooming through this. And it's a lot about just surrendering into the trust and the faith, and just allowing Divine Mother to take you by the hand, drop into your innocence, and be led back into the beauty of your soul and a complete transformation into that deeper place of meaning and embodiment. It's really about, for the next 10 years, for all of us, we are being called to anchor and embody our own beautiful, I call angelic goddess light, into our body. That's what we are here to do next. That's the next part of our ascension journey. So thank you so much, Karen, for being here.
Yes, Karen, how does that sound?
Well, it sounds intriguing. I can't imagine me leading anything. Working with that's women, okay, and empowering them,
That's okay, because that's emerging from you. And can I share a little bit of light language to move this density through you?
Please.
Aka, aka, aka. So just breathe and relax, and just allow the energy to begin to swirl, that beautiful goddess swirl of the celestial light of the goddess, to move through you from your crown to your root chakra. Begins to drop you into more of that blending of the upper and lower self, opening up of the twin hearts, opening up the connection between your high heart and the heart in your womb center, opening you up to then be in flow with the human resonance field to support your physical body and being, and opening up, and now opening up and filling your own beautiful chalice, which is the stillness of peace. It's a zero point field. Beautiful. And breathing into that and knowing that you don't have to know all the details and the how of where you are today, but just knowing that you are on a beautiful spiritual path that is going to take you into realizing the dreams in your heart. And this is where you want to anchor into. You want to go ahead and anchor into the fifth dimension and create a beautiful ceremony or ritual, maybe a beautiful poem or picture or a color, maybe even a beautiful goddess that you feel attracted to. And that is Mother Mary is coming in for you. And so just, keep coming back to asking your higher self, your higher angelic goddess self, to keep raising your frequency above the chaos, above the conflict that you have decided, you have chosen by your own free will, your own divine authority, that you are moving into the new earth. And it so it is, and shall it be. It so shall be. And that's all you need to know right now, because the rest of the details, we lead those to Divine Mother and to our higher teams of light who are always guiding us. And we just trust, because we can't see everything in this dimension yet. Mm-hmm. We're seeing more and more as the veil opens. But it is a beautiful journey of surrendering and moving back into that child that you were about 8 or 9 or 10 years old. Connect with your inner child. And that is very, very key at this time to staying safe as well, is grounding into your body, allowing yourself to be nurtured by Mother Earth, is begin to connect with the inner child and allow her to lead you by the hand to the fifth dimension, because she's there waiting for you. Okay, sweetheart?
I thought we were supposed to lead them.
You're supposed to do what now?
I thought we were supposed to lead and heal our inner child.
Well, it's actually the other way around.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. God bless.
Yeah. All right, Benny, I know we have someone else waiting to speak with Laura.
Yeah, we'll take Tao Tao calling in.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. How can we support you today?
Is this like psychically question or like what kind of question?
What's going on in your life that you want some help with?
Oh, you know, I am a very like loving kind of person and I'm very friendly and I can't help but like be attracted to, you know, talking to my family and especially my parents. Sometimes my brother, like, they just react, like, negatively, like, shut up or, like, say mean things. But I just always forget and I go back to them. Sometimes they like it a little bit sometimes, but, like, you know, they won't, like, stop hurting me, you know?
Yeah, I do know. I'm going to let Laura speak with you, but I will tell you, I absolutely do know what you're talking about. This is Dr. Pat. Some of the hardest, most painful aspects of my life, which I don't talk about very much on the show, is directly related to what you just shared. And, you know, all of us have our own personalities. We are who we are. And, you know, it's hard to imagine what happens to our family members sometimes when they forget what love is. But that's what makes us humans, I guess. I want to turn you over now to Laura to see what the message is for you.
Yeah. So how old are you, sweetheart? Can I ask?
29.
Okay. So that's a very, you know, you're actually in a very challenging year this year because you're in a year of 11. You're in like an 11 energy right now, which is a mastery number. Okay. So what this is, and you're also at your Saturn return. So in a Saturn return, this is a very important kind of evolutionary period that we go through. And we all go through those, but this is a time when it's giving you like a door opening and it's a breakaway point for you to begin to come into more self-responsibility in the sense of a good thing, of being able to respond in new ways, in ways that are going to empower you, in ways that are going to bring you into a new place of loving yourself, okay? And so this is a whole kind of opening to a new paradigm shift for you of being able to say, you know, my family, you know, they are who they are and I accept that and I accept I can't change them or fix them or anything like that. But it's really all about you and coming back to you in a new way of beginning to come into your own self-mastery and beginning to love yourself in new ways. And loving yourself in new ways, what that means is being able to stand in your own divine authority that you are the creator of your life. You have very feminine energy. And so that feminine energy now wants to move you into this new place and new space of you being able to claim your own sovereignty back, really. And when I say that, it means that you are an independent person with your own ideas, your own creative expression, and that you deserve to be around other people who are respectful of you, who show you true love, and who will honor and cherish you, including the feminine part of you. Is that making sense?
Like, someone once told me, like a psychic once told me that, like, in order to grow, I'm supposed to be claiming or reclaiming my inner divinity. Mm-hmm. Does that have anything to do with what you said?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is coming back home to realize that you are already whole and complete. Okay. That you are already a divine, beautiful being of light. Okay. You're already an earth angel. Okay. And so as you come to recognize that part of you in a line, we come into alignment with that, that you begin to just really relax into that and be able to identify with that part of you, that you're going to come back into this space of, if your family is not treating you with love, or if anyone's not treating you with love, and there's anything less than that, that you can walk away from that. And it's okay for you to love yourself enough to say, that's not okay, and I'm not okay with that. And I'm going to find the inner strength within me through my own connection to my own divinity. And I'm going to lean into that. And that's going to be the bridge. It's going to carry me into a new place of independence. And that new place of independence means standing on your own two feet, because you're not standing on your own two feet right now completely. And we need for you to stand up. We don't need you to be hovered over. We need you to stand up, and we need for you to begin to realize that you are a beautiful, lovely, powerful, creative being. You are here on a mission from Divine Mother to creatively express your heart's desires, your soul song. What is it that you want to create in the world, sweetheart? What's your dream?
Mm-hmm. Is that like an actual question?
Yeah, totally. Like, what's your dream?
Oh, I want to help people. Mm-hmm.
And how do you want to do that?
Sometimes, you know, I spread around, like, useful practical studies that will help with relationship and health. Mm. Much like, you know, what the previous guest said about, like, you know, cancer not working. I know some cures for
right. Like,
cancer alternative ways, stuff like that. Sometimes I give material gifts and monetary gifts. I try to befriend people and, like, keep them company.
Yeah. So what you know, I will suggest, and what the guides are suggesting, is I want you to work with the violet flame. I want you to work with the color amethyst, purple, whatever. I want you to begin to wear purple clothes, you know, whatever, get you a purple sweater or shirt, blanket, whatever. I want you to begin to work with that energy. And I want you to begin to connect with your own divine, you know, your higher self, and your guides, because they're there waiting on you to take you, like they're reaching their hands in and saying, take our hand so we can lift you up out of this situation with your family and get you on track for the next part of your journey, your spiritual journey of unfolding, as you are here to help people in your own beautiful way, you know. And you're just you're at the doorway of walking through that door, but you have to be the one to choose it. And it doesn't mean that you're rejecting your family. It doesn't mean you're betraying your family. Your family is fine. They're on their own divine plan, just like we all are. But it's time for you, sweetheart, to stand up and to be that beautiful, radiant soul that you are. And, you know, I would love to help you with that, or, you know, to, if you'd like to consider joining one of my women's circles, you know, that's some of the work that we do, because when we're sitting in a women's circle, our wombs are talking to each other. We create a beautiful sacred space so that we can help you to begin to connect in with that inner divine strength that you already are, which is unconditional love. And we can begin to help you to reconnect to that so that you feel strong enough, you have the confidence to be able to take back your light and your energy and to live from your true authentic energy. Okay. I know it's a lot right now to share with you. I get that.
Yeah.
It is a lot, but you're just taking the first step today, and all you need to do is take one step at a time.
Yep. Yeah.
Laura, like, I'm wearing a lot of white. Like, you know, white is also associated with the crown chakra, like, as well as purple. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love the white. The reason the guides were bringing in the purple, because purple is about opening up that crown chakra and your connection with your divinity. And also it's about bringing in divine sovereign power.
Yeah. Hey, so, one of the things I'd like to do is I think that it would be great for you to connect directly with Laura, because, you know, obviously there's something here that goes pretty deep. I would like to encourage you to do that.
I have a problem where I'm, like, really clingy to, like, one psychic or one friend or like the same family members. Like I'm not sure how to detach from the current.
And that's why I'm trying to say there's not enough time in the show to really help you properly today. And I would encourage you to connect with her, because what you're going through is massively interconnected into an energy field, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid we're going to run out of time here and you're not going to be able to get an answer. So would you please go ahead and contact Laura today?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think we have time, maybe really short. Cynthia Issaquah has called in.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, Cynthia.
Cynthia, how can we help you?
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, you bet.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi. So I just wanted to get some general information, anything that my guides pick up. I've been looking for work and...
Mm-hmm.
The last call.
So is work the main issue, Cynthia?
Yeah, it's really, but there's all on, the last call when they said about the Saturn return at age 29, I definitely remember that in my life.
Yeah. Well, I know we only have about 3 minutes maybe, and I want to get you an answer, that the most important answer for you.
So Cynthia, where do you live?
I live in Issaquah, but I've been debating to move back east.
Issaquah, Washington.
Oh, okay. Okay. Got it. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know if you live in a forested area now, but your guides are really calling you to live in the forest and to begin to they're showing me you meditating, sitting on the earth in a lotus position and really beginning to heal that connection with Mother Earth, especially in your root chakra. The root chakra and the root system, to be able to really bring your own, I refer to as soul light, down into your body, because it's all about embodiment now. So they're really showing me a vision of that, of you doing that. And it's going to bring you into a deeper state of being calm, of being feeling more safe in the world, more grounded in the world. And as you do that and you develop a stronger root system, and you need for it to be balanced in the left or right side of your lower body, then that's going to really help to open you up to a new kind of whole parallel, a whole new reality, a whole new perspective on life, and be able to really bring in something that really wants to flow in and through you into the earth. It's like you're bringing through what we call new light codes, new light structures, but it can show up in the form of a vision or an idea as well.
Awesome.
And do you work with herbs?
No, I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking of doing essential oils and herbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's part of your pathway and part of your spiritual gifts that are unfolding, is begin to work with essential oils, begin to study herbology, grow herbs, maybe flower essences, just kind of delve into that, because that's where some of your medicine woman gifts are beginning to come through. And that's going to be a very powerful contribution to the new earth, because we're going to be having new healing modalities coming through. And so part of your work lies in that area there.
So the flower essence and the herbs.
Herbs,
and,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Flower
and
tinctures.
Like I said before, please go ahead. I know we've got to run. Please go ahead and give Laura a call. These are really short messages.
Yeah.
And, and I just want to encourage you, especially when you have a complex scenario, give Laura a call. And Laura, what is the best way for everyone to get a hold of you?
Yeah, just go to my website at laurahosford.com, and you either can sign up for a discovery session. It's not a big button there on the left of my website, or you can just fill out the contact form either way. And that's the easiest way.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Laura,
thank you
for today.
Thank you.
Real quick, what would you like to leave us with? What's your personal message?
Oh, my personal message is to open, trust, have faith, and continue to love yourself unconditionally the best that you can. Love yourself through this chaos and conflict. And know that you, Divine Mother and your Divine Team, they have our back. They have your back. They really
awesome.
Do.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. This is Dr. Pat. Yep. The Dr. Pat Show.com, TransformationTalkRadio.com. We'll see you next time.